Hey nerd, how's it going? It's going well. It's good to see you too. Now, are you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels? Psh, whatever. You know that's what the party would do anyways with your track record. Like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat. Well, I mean, that's what he said he was trying to accomplish after the session. But I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach. Yeah, the one he rolled didn't help things either. Well, you have pick of the spots at the table. You're the first one here. Yeah, I thought they'd be here too now. We start in 10 minutes. No, they haven't said anything in the group chat yet. Let me send a message to see where they are. So, while we wait for a response, what did you do for your level up after last session? Mm-hmm. Nice. Man, Blood Ragers are so cool. If I wasn't the DM right now, I would totally be playing that class. Well, I mean, yeah, I like my character now. But, you know, it's the new toy syndrome. Every time I come up with a new character concept, and I want to play that new shiny one now. Anyways, well, the rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me worried. I don't know, I'd rather not cancel since you just got here, and I know you live pretty far away. Well, we discussed this a while ago, where I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so we could flesh out the stuff in your guys' backstories. You up for that? Alright, cool. Let me get my notes out for what I had for your character, and we can get started. Oh, don't worry. It shouldn't be that combat intensive. There'll be some enemies so you can play around with your new spells and abilities, but this should mainly be a roleplay for the most part. Oh, and there's the message in the group chat saying they won't be able to make it. So, good thing we're doing this instead. Yeah, I guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we? We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you. Well, thanks. Glad you think so, too. What was that? I mean, I guess we could do that. I mean, we don't have a lot of room in my place, but yeah, we could LARP this out a bit. It'd be kind of fun to do. Yeah, it's like when we were kids. Yeah, exactly. Alright, yeah, let's do that. That sounds fun. Alright, so, last time we left off, you guys had just gotten that mysterious amulet from the waterlogged castle. Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, you guys are going back to town to investigate it. Since the others aren't here, I will say they're probably doing research on it while you get to do fun stuff instead. Alright. So while you are wandering through town, a messenger starts to approach you. He seems a little hesitant while doing so. And, what type of nervous? There's this fucking badass warrior woman in front of him as this massive glowing magical axe. And that he needs to deliver a message to that person, so... Yeah. Oh, yeah. And hand it over. And is that a letter for you, ma'am? One who gave this to me said for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible. Okay, yeah. Alright, yeah, you stop him and... Nice. Yeah, he'll be super grateful for that gold piece. He doffs his hat at you and goes into the crowd. I mean, yeah, that was a total coincidence. But he's like that NPC. I'm surprised you even remember him. It's like, what, like my second or third one I made. Well, I'm flattered that you like my characters so much. Alright. So the letter says, essentially... Well, not essentially. You can read it right there. but that you are to go to the Green Dragon... Wow. I can't speak today. The Green Dragon Tavern. Try saying that 5 times fast. And wait for him there. And furthermore, in the letter, he says to look out for a half-elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of a half-elf so well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and the extreme attractiveness. Okay, so you guys head on over there. And, yeah, we can, like, walk over to my kitchen. That'd work for the tavern. Okay, so you head on over there. It's pretty easy. It's a pretty well-known tavern. And as you go inside, you realize the clientele for this place is much more upper class than you. Less murder hobo-esque. Oh, shut up. Yeah, you guys are total murder hobos. okay, yeah. And you really stand out with all your scars and your tattoos and your, I'll say, intense appearance. Yeah. A nervous-looking host approaches you. Me. And, says, excuse me, there's, no weapons inside the establishment. His eyes keep looking at your fucking cool axe. Alright, yeah, you can roll for intimidate. This shouldn't be too hard. Oh yeah, no problem. He clears his throat and on second thought, these are dangerous times, and a lady such as yourself should have some form of protection. And then he dashes off into the kitchen. Alright, so yeah, you find an empty table, and some patrons nearby get up and leave the place, looking a bit spooked. Alright, yeah, and a server approach. Okay, fine. A bar wench comes to your table. I'm sorry, I lack good appearance for a bar wench, I guess. No. Yeah, sorry, I don't own any dresses. I can't throw that on real quick. I also lack the curves. Yeah, I guess you can pull it off, but you are playing your character at the moment. anyway. Yeah. Yeah, and she looks like not nervous like the other guy. She seems kind of like in awe and impressed by your appearance. And like, maybe I could be like this person one day. strongest thing we carry? Okay, that should be 10 gold pieces. Yeah, that's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing. That generally isn't cheap in this universe. And, kinda sashays off to the bar. Let's see, can I get a good sashay going? There, yeah, there we go. Get those hips working in there. Alright, and as she goes off to the bar, you see, let me just move over here, a half-elf enter the building, and he nods at you and heads towards you. I don't know, I don't really think of how to come up with how attractive he was, generally. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of ruining the illusion if he is attractive by my wardrobe at the moment. T-shirt and sweatpants aren't the most flattering thing. Alright, but yeah, I can roll. Let's see how hot he is. Oh shit, he got an 18. Okay, so yeah, this attractive half-elf comes up to your table. He's like, good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation, and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the details of the job, but I hope that we can trust one another. If there's anything I can do to assure that trust, just let me know. See, I knew it. It turned to sex eventually. This group, I swear. It's just a matter of time. Okay, so what are you saying to seduce this attractive half-elf? Really, that's your pickup line. You guys are the least creative party when it comes to seduction lines. Oh yeah, we could fuck. Ooh, I can feel myself getting hard already. Whatever, just go ahead and roll. Say diplomacy, if you have it. Otherwise, just do a charisma check. What the fuck? A 20? Seriously? I'll wipe that cheesy grin from your face. Okay, so yeah, he, after you say that, he asks about the trust, you just like lean in and whisper. And he gives you an intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. His has a lot less righteous anger in it. Okay, so, I don't know, do you wanna just head to the table and we can skip ahead? Okay. I guess we can sorta RP it out, I guess. Wow, I've never seen you blush like that before. How you look kinda cute in that. But so what, you wanna RP that half elf and you and your character doing the do? No, I don't mind necessarily. It's just like doing the whole RP stuff. It's just I was to fade to blacks because I didn't want to make you uncomfortable or weird. And anyway, who wants to listen to two guys like sex RP anyway? you do want to do this. And you kind of want to LARP. Okay. Okay. I'm not exactly sure how we'll do that. But, okay. So he leads you off to a room. So it's just follow me. And, we can, go to my bedroom, I guess. yeah, it helps with the ambiance, I guess. Alright, so he takes you to this room, and, bring your d20 with you. Do you remember what your initiative is? Okay, good. We're gonna roll to whoever gets highest gets the initiative for this sex RP. Alright, here's him. Alright, he doesn't really have a high one. I think it's only a +3, so that's a 6. And you? Oh yeah. So you can take initiative. Alright. So he closes the door behind you. And what do you do? You okay there? Okay, but yeah. What do you do? On you for so long. I was always afraid you that you wouldn't feel the same way. I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me just lightly kiss up your neck, up to your ear, and let me just nibble on your ear. Oh, that was a cute sound. I'll have to remember that. Okay, so I'm just gonna kiss down your neck, down to your lovely collarbone. Yeah, your collarbone's lovely. You know what though? I think this shirt's getting in the way. Don't you agree? Take this over your head and you are. Your body is perfect. You are perfect. Well, yeah, I guess that'll only be fair. There, now we match. Now where was I? Oh yeah, your lovely collarbone. Going down further along the middle of your chest. Right between your amazing breasts. No, don't take your bra off. Not yet, anyway. I want to continue to tease you as I kiss down to your perfect stomach. I love the way you squirm. Now, over to the top of your hips. I'm just gonna run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. Bringing my hands behind your back, the clasp of your bra. Do you want me to take this off? Was that? I couldn't quite hear you. Yes, ma'am. They look wonderful. May I? Thank you. I love the way they taste. And how your nipples are stiffening as I tease them with my tongue. I love the little sounds you make as I do this. Let me just suck them a little bit. Your beautiful lips again. What was that? You have other lips to be kissed. Okay. If you insist. And then your cute little panties. You're amazing. Oh, and I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. I just get down between your legs so I can worship your gorgeous pussy. I'm gonna slowly kiss up your legs, alternating from one to the other until I get all the way up to your thighs and I just bite the sensitive skin. You liked that, didn't you? Yes. Moving closer and closer to your aching, wet lips. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips Yourself go for me. So hard for you. Let me just slowly guide my cock inside you. Not exactly how I expected our afternoon to go. What? Did I mean it? Mean what? I love you? Yes. More than you could ever know. Just earlier. See? All of our sessions have sex in them in one way. That's a dumb thing to laugh at, but. Well, I'm glad you find it as funny as I do. Well. So, you have successfully seduced the half-elf, and he trusts you. So, after we tidy ourselves up a bit, do you want to continue? Maybe once you get this quest done, or maybe even during. Even the half-elf can build some trust again. Wow, I love you so much, and I'm so happy. Thank you.